I am Jericho Spitz. Welcome to the THC show. You are live. Today is December the 23rd. It's roughly 10 o'clock and about 9 so or so for all my Midwest fam and friends up in Chicago. And hope you guys are keeping warm up there. It's a few days before Christmas. I know how cold it gets up there around this time of year. I'm down in Florida right now, and I was outside pretty much with shorts and a t-shirt all day, so all I can say is I'm blessed and grateful. And anyway, I would like to state the focus of the show today. No pun intended. Today's topic is focus. Focus, focus, focus. Focus seems to be something that a lot of people have an issue with. So that's why I chose today's topic. It's going to run through different areas of interest involving focus, such as meditation and things like that. So, oh wow. Hey guys, April, Monique, thanks for joining the show. Today's topic is going to be focus, and it's going to encompass a few different areas that I think some discussions I've been having is indicating to me that people want to talk about. For example, we had a show before about meditation. We've talked a little bit about the law of attraction, but it seems that people are having issues with making these things work for them because of learning how to focus and what to focus on in order to manifest things in our lives, or different situations in our lives, or people in our lives, or things that we want to appear in our lives. See, I want to get into manifestation and how to focus on it, because to me, that's the, one of the biggest keys to achieving the life that we want for ourselves. If we are not taught, or if we don't learn how to manifest certain things, then, all we're going to do is push them away, but they don't exist in our lives. So the first thing is realizing that what we are is energy. We are as energy, then an atom is just a point of light. It's not something physical. And if it's just a point of light and it's being held together by consciousness, this is basically just magnetism. And it's been proven through science by more than one person that what we think affects those points of light. What we think affects atoms of energy. What we think affects molecules and the molecular structure of water. What we think affects our universe. Learning how to think to make the effects we want come is the key, and that's where focus comes in. And a lot of people get a little, I don't want anyone to feel judged, by what I'm going to say right now, but I don't watch TV. And I don't watch TV for a reason. Because not only is there programming in it that I don't want, but programming that is designed to prevent you from being able to focus. If you ever notice watching TV, you can't go more than a few seconds with the camera angle focused on one thing. It has to change within 3, 4 seconds, sometimes even shorter, But it's rare that you see a camera angle on a television show last 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds, because what those switches are doing is they're causing you to not be able to focus, because your brain gets programmed into thinking that it needs to switch focusing on something else every 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds. And it takes 17 seconds minimum focusing on something in order for the law of attraction to kick in and start working. So if you can't focus on a vision that you're holding in your mind for a certain period of time, say a minute. And that's hard to do for most of us because of what we've been programmed with via television. If you're programmed to not be able to hold a thought for longer than 5 to 10 seconds, then how can you ever hold a thought for a minute which is what's required for the law of attraction to work efficiently and effectively and precisely for you to be able to see a vision in your mind. Say you need, say you want a new car. Say you're looking for an apartment or a house and you can't find exactly what you're looking for. Most people don't know that you can manifest exactly, and I mean exactly, what you're looking for. And the way you do that is to focus on the vision that you want. And so it takes clarity of thought, first of all. You have to focus on what you desire. Because if you don't know what you want, then you can't have a clear vision of it to manifest in the first place. So first of all, what do you want? Well, I want an apartment with 3 bedrooms that are all nicely sized bedrooms. They all have walk-in closets. They each have their own bathroom. That sounds like some miraculous, you know, apartment you're not going to find. But if you don't have a vision of it, then the universe can't manifest it for you. So come up with the details of what you want. Write it down. Because if you, the writing of the goal down is the first step in seeing it through. So write down the vision of what you want. We're just going to use an apartment example. Now you can look on Craigslist, you can look in newspapers, you can look on Facebook Marketplace, you can look on all these different places for an apartment. And the one you want, the one you need, the one that would be best for you is not going to manifest until you can visualize it. So once you see it in your mind and you know you've gotten all the details about it, down to what kind of handle the drawers in the bathroom have, what kind of stove does it have, what are the brand of the appliances that are in this house? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of trim is on the walls? What do the doorknobs look like? Like, literally, you have to spend some time on the details. And then you have to make your physical senses feel these things. What does this paint on the wall smell like? You know, when you turn on the shower, what does it sound like? Is the water pressure heavy? How hot does the water get? Turn on the hot water, let it get as hot as it gets, feel that water. See, I mean, in your mind, stick your hand in the hot water under the sink and feel how hot the water gets. Now you're using the sense of touch to help create this in your mind. And then you're going to smell it. You're going to feel it. You lick the wall if you have to. Whatever you have to do to make your 5 senses feel this 3-bedroom apartment. This is going to allow for the universe to start working for you. Now, once you have this vision in your mind, you have to hold that vision and you have to consider it and think about it and contemplate it and appreciate that you have it. And if you don't know how and are not able to focus on that vision without being distracted, focus on that vision for a few minutes, but at least 30 seconds, 17 seconds minimum is what some experts say. I say that in my experience of manifesting, I say give it a minute, 2 minutes. Try to focus on it, see it in your mind, and if you can appreciate this is what I call, you know, Jericho's law of the law of attraction. First law of the law of attraction is the amount of emotion of appreciation that you can feel, that you can muster for the visualization that you are creating in your mind. The amount of appreciation you can muster for that is directly proportionate to how fast, how quickly, and how precisely it will manifest into your reality. Now, this isn't my opinion. This is the law. This is the law of attraction. And this is the actual fundamental mechanism that makes it work, is appreciation. Because you can't appreciate something that doesn't exist. The very fact, the very act of appreciating it is what creates it into existence. And the more you are able to focus on that appreciation, the more the universe is going to bring that closer and closer and closer to you. So that being said, focus is the topic of the show because we are going to discuss how to come up with ways. We're going to discuss different ways to better be able to focus on what we want so that we are able to manifest what we want into our reality. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that you cannot bring into your reality, into your vortex, if you properly apply the law of attraction. Now, I, for one, have used the law of attraction for years, since I was probably about 22 years old when I first came across the actual phrase law of attraction. Before I was 22 years old, in roughly 1998 or so, I had no idea what the law of attraction was or how to use it. I didn't know what faith was. That's when I first came across the phrase and I started to read about it. I read this book that a friend of mine, Jennifer Brindisi, sent me. Thank you. Called The Law, called the Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. I was reading this book and it started getting into intention, and it started getting into it, like, some of the more spiritual insights that I had not come across in my life at that time. And so that was the first time I started to use the law of attraction. And it took some years for me to start perfecting its use. But I still, at that time, had never had a spiritual experience. I'd never had any ayahuasca or DMT experiences or anything like that back then. You know, I was in my early 20s. And so I was just basically reading about the law of attraction, but I hadn't had any spiritual experiences or anything like that of the law of attraction. It took me some more years to actually get into that, because I didn't have, you know, any spiritual gurus around me that I could talk to about these things. It was basically just all reading and just taking it in on my own. So as I experimented more and more and more with this in the future, I came up with different ways to apply it. And I started to see that I was creating a lot of things in my life, but I wasn't able to determine always if I was creating these things, because the universe brings things in such a surprising way sometimes. It'll never bring it in the avenue that you anticipate or expect it to come in. So that being said, I tried it on in a higher state of consciousness one day, actually on a shamanic technology, and it actually came just exponentially faster than just using my own sober cognitive state to use the law of attraction in. One thing, you can call in 834, that's 312-834-3420, 312-834-3420. If anyone has any questions or wants to join the dialogue at all, please feel free to join, and I'll answer, and we can talk and have your ideas shared with the rest of the dialogue family here in the THC group, Talking Higher Consciousness. That's at THC, thethcshow.com. I want to thank everybody for joining in that are actually here right now, and just let you all know that I think you all are awesome and I appreciate you joining the dialogue. So let's get into ways that we can practice focusing. And what are some of the things that I did personally that allowed me to get my focus on early in early in my practice of the law of attraction when I first started to do this. So I read a few different books. I read this book called The Master Key that gave me a whole lot of different exercises to try to start to learn how to focus. I remember one in particular was to get just a white wall and be staring at a white wall and put one dot on the wall, just one itty bitty dot, and to try to focus on that dot and not look at anything else and not pay attention to anything else. Ooh, excuse me. And not let your attention wander. And all the while trying out a breathing exercise where you are doing a controlled breathing exercise. And I've learned that breathing and controlling your breathing is probably one of the best ways to try to start learning how to focus. So for anyone who is having trouble focusing, anybody that's having difficulty keeping one vision in your mind for, say, a straight minute without things from your life, your kids, your work, your significant other problems, traumas, without anything jumping up into your mind and causing a disruption in that focus, people that are in that situation where it's who are finding it hard to focus on one topic for a long period of time, which is required for the proper use of the law of attraction, I would suggest that you start learning some breathing exercises, because there are some breathing exercises that will teach you how to focus. And while I'm not the ultimate authority on breathing exercises, I'm sure that there's a lot of people on YouTube, different places you can go, different resources, different gurus, different people that teach how to use breathing to meditate better and to be able to focus more. What I personally do, I have my own, you know, personal ritualistic form of a breathing exercise that I do based on what I was learning from other people, and I took it and I made it my own. So I would suggest people doing the same thing. I don't think that it's very helpful, ultimately in the end, for people to use other people's rituals. I don't think that it's the worst thing ever. I mean, it's best to have some kind of rituals that point you towards higher consciousness than no rituals at all. However, when it comes down to trying to perfect your own magic for your own life and your own reality, I think that it serves you more as an individual to create your own rituals. Now, you can base these rituals off other people's rituals, but it's best, I think, to make them your own and tailor ritualistic behavior and patterns to your own life and to your own likings, your own opinions, your own style, your own belief system, and make it your own. So the breathing patterns that a lot of gurus might prescribe to people to start learning focus, I think that it might be best to take those and tailor it to accommodate your own body, your own chemistry, your own health, your own unique individual persona that's different from everyone else's, because what works for everyone won't work for everyone else. Now, if someone prescribes a certain ritual to you and it does seem to work perfectly for you, doesn't mean don't do it. Do it if what you but do what makes you feel comfortable and do what makes your soul and spirit feel like this is right for me. So that being said, once you come up with a breathing pattern that works for you, that is one of the first steps that I would take in learning how to focus. So while you're meditating, you want to be controlling your breathing. Controlled breathing. Hi, Hanya. Thanks for joining. Controlled breathing is one of the first methodologies and ways that any guru is going to teach you how to start learning to focus, controlling your breathing. That's the first step. If you're unable to control your breathing, then meditation and focus is probably going to not come so easily to you. And if meditation and focus doesn't come easily to you, then using the law of attraction to create and manifest exactly what you want in this universe for your life is going to prove difficult. You're going to find out that it's much easier to create the life you want, to create what you want and manifest what you want, rather than to be a leaf blowing in the wind and just living a life that where you have to deal with what the universe throws at you, which, you know, is okay. And you can live a beautiful life that way too. But I just feel that personally for me, it's much easier to control what is happening to me in my life by using the law of attraction to manifest things that are more in alignment with the things that I'm trying to experience. For example, I want to have more camaraderie with people that are of the love and light, section of my community, rather than people that are low vibrational and focused on things that don't really align with my spirit and soul. So I've noticed that as I see myself, visualize myself in situations and in groups and in social settings with higher vibrational people, I'm starting to attract those kind of people to my life and attract the possibilities for situations to arise that will put me in places where higher vibrational people will be. And it's starting to become easier and easier for that to happen. And it's because I spend a great deal of time focusing on experiencing that. What would it be like for me to only hang around and only be around people that vibrate high? Is it possible for me to make my life that way? I think yes. And I think that the first step in doing that is to close my eyes and be able to focus on for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes while I'm controlling my breathing and I'm focusing on only that, only what it would feel like. What it would feel like for my phone to ring 20 times, 20 different people call me, and every one of them is someone who's vibrating high. What would that feel like? What would it feel like knowing that my phone rings and when I'm on the way to go pick it up and see who it is, I already know that it's going to be someone vibrating high? What would that feel like? How would it feel? What would it sound like? You know, what would it look like? What would my life look like if I can imagine it to be this way? What would that be? If I can't imagine that, then I can't have it, and neither can you. If you want your life to be something, you have to be able to feel what it would be like to have that already. And if you can't feel that and focus on that feeling and appreciate it, the universe does not have what it needs from you to deliver that to you. Because see, that screams to the universe, here's my address. If you don't give the universe your address, then the universe doesn't know where to deliver that, because it exists already. Every possibility of everything that could ever possibly happen in the universe already exists in computer code. It's just computer code. And so you're the programmer. And for you to program yourself, you have to understand how the universe works, what language the universe writes, you know, what language the programming of this matrix is written in. And it's written in emotion. And the emotion we attach to the visions that we have is what brings things into our reality and into our focus. So that's why this show is about focus, because I'm learning more about my own focus and, having conversations with people about their inability to focus and bring the things into their reality out of their vortex that they claim to desire. So that being said, give me 1 second. Let me read this comment from Monique. She said, I recommend write down what you're wanting to manifest first. It will help keep your mind focused on it. I agree with you 1,000% on that. Hey, Vinny, thanks for joining the group, man. I appreciate you joining. Once again, if anybody wants to call in and join the show, make your voice heard, you can call 312-834-3420. The number is pinned in the comments. Please call in if you have anything to say, if you have any questions, or if you have any answers, or if you just want to say hi and comment on anything that's higher consciousness related, please call in. We're trying to keep the show loosely, you know, based on focus and being able to meditate on the law of attraction and use it to your benefit to create the life that you want for yourself. Anybody that has any tips or tricks on how you are better able to focus, what rituals you use or what habits you may put into play, what patterns of behavior keep you more focused, like any advice you can give us to all be able to apply to our own lives to be able to focus better, please call in 312-834-3420 and share your advice, share your wisdom, or even ask questions if you want to have your questions answered. And you can also put it in the comments and I'll read it. Once again, the show is about focus. So any thoughts about that, please don't hesitate to call in or leave a comment in the box and we will comment on that. So like I said, basically, if you're able to create a thought, like Monique said, write it down. I mean, literally write it down so that it's detailed. Write it out like it's a goal, like a plan, like a business plan. If you have a goal in mind, I mean, this is basically like how magic works. You're going to write a spell. The spell is the details of what you want. You write it down. And then the more you write it down, the more details you create, the more in your mind's eye, there's a visual picture of it. There's more detail about it. So the more detail about it you create in your mind's eye, the more you're able to smell, touch, taste, hear, you know, feel, the more you're able to actually create this physical senses-based vision in your mind, hold that in your mind and focus on it for 17 seconds to a few minutes while you're appreciating it, thanking, saying thank you out of your mouth. Thank you, thank you, thank you while I feel this. Man, do you understand how quickly the universe can bring anything into your life? This will blow your mind. I mean, I've had my mind literally blown so many times. I can't tell you how many times I've had my mind blown by just holding a vision in my mind and making my five physical senses taste, touch, smell, hear, feel that vision. And then within a few minutes or an hour or a day or the next day, bam, it just shows up in my life. And it never shows up through the avenue that you think it's going to show up, because the possibilities that you think are here, and sometimes you don't see any possibilities. And you don't have to see any possibilities, because the universe doesn't think like you. The universe just can manifest whatever it wants, but it can only give you what you know you can have. So when you think that you don't see any avenues that your rent can get paid, or you don't see any avenues where you can find the apartment that you need to find, or you don't see any avenues for you coming up with the new car that you need because your car broke down, whatever you need to show up in your life can come, no matter how big, no matter how small. I know it may sound crazy and it may sound incredible, but see, that's where faith comes in. And I'm not talking about some mumbo jumbo faith that, oh yeah, you know, I'm talking about a law, the law of attraction. And it's not like the maybe of attraction. It's the law, because the law cannot be broken. It's a spiritual law, and it cannot be broken. Just like the law of karma. If you do something negative, you will receive something negative. If you do something positive, you will receive something positive. There is no escape from the law of karma, and there is no escape from the law of attraction. Whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. It's really, really, really that simple. And this is why our focus is so important, and why I made that the topic of the show today. Because, like I was saying, I don't watch TV for a reason. First of all, the way that television is designed is to make sure that you are not able to focus on a specific topic for long enough in order to make the law of attraction work. Look at when you watch TV. I want you to turn on your TV, and I want you to watch any sitcom or any show that you normally watch. And I want you to just pay attention to the camera angles. And it'll be showing one person, and within 3 or 4 seconds, the camera moves to somebody else. In 3 or 4 seconds, the camera moves to something else. In another scene, it keeps switching scenes because you are not being trained to focus on one thing for a long period of time. You're being trained to not be able to focus. And guess what? If you are not able to focus, then you will not be able to use the law of attraction effectively or efficiently. We have a call coming in. Hello, you are on the THC show with Jericho Spitz. Who may I ask is calling?
Hello, Jericho Spitz.
Hello, Hanya. How are you today? Hey. Thank you for calling in. Hey, if you guys are able to... Focus, yes, ma'am.
And that's when we really lose a lot of energy that we can be focusing into getting whatever we want to manifest in life. Right? So that's why meditation is really important. One thing that can come with meditation is by including affirmation throughout your meditation. You know, it's like, but the mental meditation that you create your own mantra. Like, for example, yesterday I did one meditation where for every breath I was repeating the same mantra, you know, over and over again in my mind. That helped us to focus. So, for example, there's a few mantras that you use from Kundalini Yoga, which are Satna, 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 Satna,
Okay. I like that. I'm sorry. Repeat. Just now that you mentioned, just because you're mentioning something that gurus, you know, usually teach, I just wanted to say, I wanted to send a RIP shout out to Ram Dass, who recently passed away. He's someone who, he's someone who prescribes what you're detailing right now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, Ram Dass, that's a teacher of Bhakti Yoga. So you were like, you know, the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful mantra.
Yeah.
Forever.
He what?
For sure. His teachings will live forever.
Oh yeah, he. True. So what do you do? What's your ritual to focus when you use the law of attraction? Okay.
You can focus it like throughout the day. It's like you will respond better to questions. You will feel more focused and you will come back to that moment in the morning. You know, if you're meditating, if something gets you out. So breathing is really important. Like you said.
Oh yeah, I think that's one of the most important things. If you can't breathe, it's really difficult. True. Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to? If there anything else you wanted to shout out to the rest of the THC family?
Nah, I'm really grateful. Really grateful with you that you have provided this space.
Oh well, thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Much love to you too, Haya. You have a wonderful night. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Well, that was nice. We had a nice little bit of we had a nice few comments about specifics on how to better meditate and focus. Oh, wait, someone said I can't understand because I can't hear her. Oh, no. That sucks. Okay, guys, what I'm doing is I'm in the process of getting this Zoom thing together because I'm going to start doing a live. I'm going to start doing the THC show live on either my Patreon account or either on Zoom. And I'm not sure just yet. I'm working on how I'm going to do that. I'm going through a few changes in my life, right, my personal life right now, moving on to some things and letting some things go. And so I'm actually in the process of upsetting my whole social media, everything right now, because I've been looking for ways to not have negativity thrown in my face 24/7. And on Facebook, I've got so many friends, like a few thousand, and I've got just so many groups and pages that I've liked over the years. It's just so much that, like, in my feed and my timeline, there's always somebody, some baby dying or just something, always something that makes me feel negative. And I have to shake that kind of stuff because I'm not trying to focus on anything negative. I'm not trying to keep that kind of stuff in my face 24/7. It's just as bad as watching TV. That's why I don't watch TV, because television is just like, feel negative, feel negative, feel negative, feel negative, feel negative. And I don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do is I want to introduce you guys to a place that I found, a new social media place, but it's for people who have a more positive outlook. It's called Happiness. It's happiness.com. And it's just, you know, it's a place for people that want to socialize and have social media, but, you know, they want motivation and inspiration for a path to, like, a healthier, like, happier life, instead of, you know, half of the negativity and the political just garbage that you hear on Facebook, all of the back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, like they're not all being paid by the same people. I mean, there's just so much that distracts us from being able to be happy. And so what I'm going to do is I'm phasing myself off of Facebook. I know that most of my friends and family are on there, but you know what? Most of my friends and family also have my phone number. And if anybody wants to really contact me, they know how to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post in the comments right here a link. Here's a referral link to happiness.com where you can register. It's free to register and create a profile there. But you have a whole new community, a whole new platform that you can go to and work on developing your happiness rather than the garbage that Facebook is becoming. And I'm not here to judge anybody that wants to stay on Facebook. Please do, by all means, enjoy this. But I'm personally going to be phasing out of my Facebook use and my social media use on the more common platforms, just because they've been hijacked. They've been hijacked by interest in corporate money that doesn't have our best interest at heart. It's so much fake news and fake, just it's so fake that I just don't want any more, and you know, I don't want to be part of it anymore. It's not really, I think, conducive to my growth as a spirit, and it's not helping me in any way. But I do want to have this dialogue continue, so I definitely will keep you guys in the loop of where to find the Talking Higher Consciousness podcast and how to be a part of this and to continue being a part of this. So if I do remain and keep an account on Facebook, it would probably only be used to promote my photography business and also my THC Talking Higher Consciousness podcast in this group. So I'll probably keep this group, but I'll probably cease to use my actual profile page. I just don't see the need for it anymore. It doesn't really, you know, serve any purpose for me other than, you know, wake up, look at it, and it'll mess your day up when you see all the negativity in your timeline. And I'm not looking for that. In your feed. So what I'm going to be doing is going to happiness.com. Well, I've already created a profile there, and I'm going to be moving forward, most of my content will be posted there. So I invite you guys to click on the link that I posted in the comments over here. It's happiness.com, register/invitation, and the ID number. Join using my link if you don't mind. I appreciate it. We get happy coins or happy tokens for everybody that joins under our username. And then you can share the same on your timeline and maybe get all your friends and family over there, because I would really, really like for my life to be based around happy people and people who are vibrating high. And I would like for my circle to become more people that are vibrating high and are searching for love and light and not really trying to spend their time focusing on low vibrational things and things that don't matter. So that being said, please join happiness.com. And when you do, give me a friend request, and I'd love to see you there. I'm going to be continuing the THC show. Not sure exactly where the new home of it will be at this point. I'm thinking either Zoom or possibly still doing it in this group, but I want to do it someplace where I can bring in other video screens so that I can interview different people and whatnot and add more value to the podcast. So that being said, the topic of this today's show was focus, and that's what my focus is going to be on right now. Is my focus is going to be on making the THC show better, bringing more value to it, and finding ways to better include people via phone call, via video, and get the dialogue more in tune with everyone, so that no one feels left out here and everyone feels like part of the show, because this is really not supposed to be just about me. It's supposed to be about all of us. And so I'd appreciate more of us joining in, chiming in with our ideas and our questions and our comments and our answers. But I also understand that it really would help for people to be able to hear you if you do call in. And my current setup is not allowing for the best use of audio technology. So we'll be focusing on that. That will be my focus. As a matter of fact, tonight, as I'm laying down and going to sleep, I'm going to sit here and do a little meditation, and I'm going to see the THC show looking really, really high quality. I'm going to attract what I need to the show to bring you guys a really, really dope podcast that is informative, that is put together well, that is super planned out every week, that is ready to go. And I'm going to definitely promote it. If I promote it on happiness.com, I'm pretty sure there I will also attract more people to the group who share our interest and share the interest of some of the topics that we're going to be talking about. One of the things, let me see, there's a few other things that I want to discuss today. Learning basic meditation tricks, you know, for better self-control during the use of the law of attraction was one of the main reasons that I wanted the topic of the show today to be focused. So I think we got some of that out of the way. If anybody else has anything that they would like to discuss or any comments or whatever they want to bring to the table about how to better focus while you're meditating, please put it in the comments and I'll shout it out and I'll shout you out. One thing I wanted to do was mention to you guys that I now have a Patreon account where I will be moving the show to. So after this live show, no one in the group will be able to watch this show on Facebook. I'm going to delete it from the group after I download it, and I'm going to post it on my Patreon account. So anybody that wants to watch any future shows and you don't catch it live, you're going to have to watch the show on my Patreon account. And so if you're not a member, you won't be able to see the shows anymore. It'll be only for my patrons, because I'm going to be bringing a lot more value to this, and it takes a lot of time and my resources and money and different things. And so I think that the people that invest in me are the people that should be benefiting from what I'm bringing to the table as value. So my Patreon account is listed in the comments, and you guys will be able to go to that site and catch this video in full after the original live broadcast. And you are welcome. Thank you for telling me that, Hanya. I appreciate you. She said you're glowing. Thank you for your service to humanity. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. So what I was saying was on my Patreon page, I will be having the video broadcast posted there. I will continue to have the THC show.com available for anyone who wants to listen to the audio of the podcast, which you can go to thethcshow.com. And if you go there, then you can see the different platforms that we have the audio broadcasting from, such as we have it on, let's see, it's on Breaker. We have it on Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. We have it on Radio Public. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. And we also, you can listen to it on the actual Anchor.fm website, anchor.fm/thethcshow. And if you click on thethcshow.com, that's the landing page it'll take you to. And from there, you can get on any of those other platforms. But if you just search for the THC show, with Jericho Spitz on any of the platforms I just mentioned, you should be able to come up with at least the first 9 or 10 episodes of the show. They're all on there. But those are just the audio versions of the podcast. Anyone after this, moving forward after today's date, anyone who would like to watch the entire video of any of the podcasts that I'm going to be doing moving forward will only be able to do it at patreon.com/JerichoSpitz after the live show. The live show will always pretty much be free for anyone that wants to catch it live. For now at least, I'm going to be doing all the live shows either on Facebook, on Zoom, or even maybe on my patreon.com show, but for public viewing, so that you don't have to be a patron to see it, but it'll be on my Patreon public page. And then after the show, the live show, everyone who doesn't catch it live, anyone who wants to catch it in retrospect will have to actually become a patron to see it. That's how I think I'm going to have my new format moving forward. Okay. Now, that being said, let's see. Go to happiness.com, create a profile, add me as a friend. I'll love to be your friend at happiness.com because I will not be involved in much more camaraderie on Facebook and on the platform for Facebook. I'll probably only use it for communication of family and really, really close friends, but it's just not where I want to be. It's not a company that I think has our best interest at heart, and I just don't want to be a part of it anymore. So I will be phasing Facebook out of my life, and I really suggest that you do the same. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you, you know, do what you want to do on that note. Now, let's see. Another thing I wanted to mention was that I mentioned on the last show, Dr. Lila Africa, LLAILA, and then Africa, AFRIKA. He was somebody that I actually listened to a few lectures on where he was talking about distilled substances like white flour and sugar being drugs and how, like, you know, like wheat berries is not a drug, but white flour distilled from it is a drug. And if you ever really think about it, like, think about bread and think about how addicting bread is and how the only way that's possible is if it's a drug. White flour is a drug. A wheat berry is not addictive. White flour is. And this guy was talking about so many different health benefits of eradicating white flour from your life and sugar. Not sugar like sugar in a banana, sugar in a strawberry. Those are natural sugars that don't spike your glycemic index. I'm talking about distilled sugar, like white sugar, even raw, you know, raw sugar, what we call sugar in the raw, that's still distilled sugar. High fructose corn syrup, which is in most of the pops sold in America, that's distilled sugar. Even agave nectar, distilled sugar. Almost all of the sweeteners, other than maybe stevia that we have in this country, are all distilled sugars. They're all addictive, and they're all leading us to a faster death and contributing to the obesity problem in this country. So what I was wondering was, after last week's show and I said this guy's name, did anybody go and Google this guy and start looking into the research that he's done and what his conclusions are that he's drawn about some of these toxic substances that that our food industry is distilling and selling to us and calling it food? It's not food. These are drugs. That's why they're addictive. That's why you can't stop eating them. And the bottom line is we're being lied to about the health benefits or the health toxicity of these things. Like, we're told that bread is a food group. We're told that meat is a food group. We're told that calf fattening juice or cow's milk that's designed by nature to make cows and from little baby calves. This calf fattening juice milk is supposed to turn a little calf into a huge fat cow. And they're giving it to us and telling us that God, nature designed it as a food group for humans. I'm sorry to say, but I just don't agree with that. And all of my research is showing that places, that societies that don't drink cow's milk don't have the obesity problems and the health problems that we have. I believe personally that cow's milk is causing a really, really high proportion of the illnesses that we have in this country. Not just, you know, cow's milk, but the cheese that we make from it. There's so many different forms of it and so many different ways they manipulate it. But here's the biggest thing, too, that people don't seem to understand about diet. If you want your mind, your brain to work right, this is another reason that people can't focus. And that's what the point of the show is about. Focus. Hey, my nephew Brandon just joined the show. Thanks for joining, fam. I see you down there, man. And I see Sadaf just joined. Hey, Sadaf. Oh, man. I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you, girl. Thanks for joining the show. The point of the show today is focus. The topic of the show is focus. And we're talking about ways to be able to focus better so you can meditate better, use the law of attraction better, so that you can attract what you want to your life more effectively, more efficiently, so that the universe will bring into your vortex what you desire rather than the things that you fear. So we got into food a little bit because it's very, very important that people understand the ways that food, like television, are distracting you from being able to focus as clearly and as consciously as you should be able to do. There's a lot of studies that are claiming that bread, gluten, has a really big tie to the ADHD epidemic. And I, for one, don't think that's a so far-fetched of a statement. Or, you know, I've read some of these studies. I've read about some of these studies. I've read some of the conclusions drawn from them. And while the jury is still out on some of these things, because there's so much money involved in big food, there's so much, just like big pharma's a huge thing, big oil's a huge thing, big banking, big food is huge. And if you don't think that there's money and corruption involved in the meat industry, in the milk industry, in the bread industry, these are huge, huge commodities. These are huge industries. So if anybody were to come in with some information, a study or something that would disrupt this industry, you best believe that there will be some blowback. There will be a lot of people, because there's a lot of livelihoods that are going to be affected by these things. And I'm not trying to attempt to affect anyone's livelihood. I don't want anyone to lose their jobs. I don't want anyone to not be able to pay their rent because they don't have a job anymore, because an industry that was harming humans was ended. But because of the consciousness movement that is growing around this planet, people are becoming more conscious about food, what they eat. People are becoming more conscious about what they put into their bodies, what they put on their bodies, what kind of energies they have around them. There are a lot of industries that are simply going to be disrupted, and that is just the facts. Look at right now. They already say that 80% of the milk industry has been disrupted. Like the dairy industry in the United States alone is selling 80% less than it sold 2 years ago. And that's huge. And why is that? Because people are becoming educated about what cow's milk does to a human body. So that being said, I know that there's a lot of people that may have lost their jobs and people that may have gotten in bad situations because the dairy farm that they worked for got shut down. But I'm sorry, that's just some of the things that are going to have to happen in order for us as a species to start vibrating higher and eating better foods. In one country, I believe it was Switzerland or Sweden, I can't recall which one, but they actually legislated a law recently where factory farming animals is totally illegal now. There are no more factory farms in these countries, in one of these countries now. They still have meat and dairy, but only on local mom and pop, local owned farms. The manufacturing industrial factory farms, that's over. In either Sweden or Switzerland, I think. And I know that's coming here. It might be a few more years off before we actually have that in this country, but I do believe that is coming, because the actual science that proves what it's doing to the human body cannot be denied any longer. See, that's why the internet is our savior. The internet and the ability to spread right knowledge is making the rise in consciousness on this planet not only inevitable but impossible to stop. It is coming, and the new world is going to be a healthier humanity, and the people that don't get on board with that sooner are going to be the ones that suffer later. So if you know you're working in an industry that's harming people, it probably would behoove you now to start educating yourself in a different career, to start educating yourself into what you can do to help instead of continuing to harm. Because if you're harming and if you're part of an industry that is harming, then that is gonna come to light and people are gonna say no, and that industry is gonna get flushed down the toilet and you with it, or your income with it, unless you are already prepared to migrate to a different career. So if you are in the dairy industry, it would probably behoove you to start looking into different alternative forms of income. Because if not, sooner or later, the laws getting passed around the world that are banning factory farming and that are banning dairy and banning meat and cattle grazing and all the things that are tearing up our environment, those things will be coming to the United States sooner or later. And when they do, if say you work for a big cattle manufacturing company or some big milk manufacturing company, they're gonna lose business and they're gonna be laying people off, and you might be one of those people. So why not go work for an almond milk company or a soy milk company or an oat milk company or something that is gonna be more beneficial to human health and less likely to get eradicated as the consciousness rising movement reaches, you know, more Americans, and some of these businesses that sell food that's harmful to the human body get shut down. I'm just saying this, it, you know, something to think about. Here's some comments. Monique Chavez says dairy equals diabetes and death. I would have to agree with that. I'm sure a lot of people in India would as well. They don't have diabetes over there, but they also, you know, venerate cows and don't drink their milk and eat their meat. Let's see, Monique said, one way to focus better is have a healthy diet, a plant-based diet. I also agree 100%. Hey, Dawn, thanks for joining the group. I see you, girl. I haven't seen you in a while, but I really miss you, and I appreciate you for joining the dialogue. Today's topic is focus, and that's why Monique's last comment said one way to focus better is to have a healthy diet, a plant-based diet. I agree 100%. I can honestly say that as someone who grew up having doctors tell my mother that that I was ADHD or, you know, basically too much energy and not enough focus, I have to agree. I remember being a child that did not know how to focus. And there was an article that came out recently saying that marijuana was a better treatment for ADHD than Ritalin. So I can only assume that the reason that I was able to have some manner of control over my own ADHD symptoms was because I started smoking weed when I was like 11 years old. And I remember the very, very first time I ever smoked weed, I sat down for the first time and I could think and I could focus on one thing. And it was like, whoa, this is my wife, Mary Jane. I'm going to marry you and I'm going to be with you forever. So it took some years and years and years of using this as a tool to control the ADHD symptoms that I got to a point and a place in my consciousness evolution where I don't even need to smoke weed anymore, but I've learned how to focus and keep my mind focused on one thought. But I, for one, know how difficult that journey was to get to where I'm at now. So I don't blame anyone who has focus issues, because not only is the diet that we're feeding our children causing some of the ADHD issues that we're having, television is making it even worse by the scenes changing every 2 to 3 seconds. Like I said, watch TV and notice the camera angles keep changing, switching. You can't, it's not conducive to you learning how to focus on something for 30 seconds or a minute. Most people, it's impossible for most people to focus on one thought in their mind for longer than a few seconds, because our mind has been trained by television and media to change your thought, to change your focus every few seconds. Not only that, we're given foods that are causing us to have these symptoms amplified times 10. And so now none of us are able to focus. And if you're not able to focus, then you're not able to use your power, your God-given creative power. You're made in the image and likeness of the Creator. That means you are a creator, but the only way to create is to focus on what you want to create. And most of us have had that ability taken away from us chemically and electronically. And so that's the point of today's show. If anybody has anything that they'd like to say on this topic, I please advise you, recommend you to leave a comment in the topics over, leave a comment in the comment section over here, and I'll read it out to everyone. I wouldn't suggest calling in. I did put the number in earlier, but it seems that the viewers are not able to hear very well. So until I get a different platform for people to call in on, we're just going to stick to leaving comments in the comment boxes over here, and I'll read them out to you guys. But once again, I want to thank everybody for joining the show, and I want to also recommend everybody who didn't hear what I said earlier about happiness.com to go to happiness.com. The link is up in the comments with my own invitation ID link is up in the comments. I'd appreciate it if you guys use that. Join happiness.com. It's like Facebook, but for happy people. You know, it's more high vibing, more mindful people who are interested in higher vibrational things and not posting just like negative, 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 negative stuff all day long, every day, like, oh, what you get on a Facebook feed. Like I said, I'm moving and migrating away from Facebook. So I see some of you guys over there, all of you guys over there. Hey, I miss you too, Don. It's a long time since I've been in Chicago, but I'll be back next summer after the cold is gone. Anyway, so I also wanted to say you guys will be able to download full episodes of the video versions of the THC show at patreon.com/JerichoSpitz. After this live feed, the live show, the video version of it will be removed from Facebook, and the only place to see it will be at Patreon. That's patreon.com/JerichoSpitz, where my patrons will have access to a whole lot of videos, all my music pictures, and a lot of exclusive stuff that's never been released. A lot of my most conscious music that I recorded years ago, and some of the stuff that I recorded even recently that I never released because it was too positive or too conscious and radio might not like it and that kind of thing. I was trying to, I guess, you know, against my better judgment, use more of a conforming approach to music. I won't be doing that anymore. I will never put out a song that my spirit and my soul does not agree with. I won't ever put out another song that doesn't resonate with who I am. I don't care who's going to be doing the video. I don't care who made the beat. I don't care how many people want to rap on it that might be stars. If it doesn't resonate with my soul and my spirit, I won't be recording it. I won't be doing any media. I won't be doing any movies. I won't be doing any TV shows. I won't be doing anything ever for the rest of my life with regard to entertainment or anything in my personal life that does not resonate with my soul and my spirit. And that's going to be love and light. And so welcome to the new me, which is the old me minus all of the programming and the stuff that I allowed to be piled on top of the love-based being that I am. And I'm praying and hoping that my ability to finally get a handle on that and step out into the world as the God light being that I am, just like I know so many of you are, I am hoping and praying that my ability to do this is an example for my friends and family and people out in the world that don't know how to do, that don't know how to stand up for what they know is right in their heart. I'm hoping and praying that my example allows you to have the strength and maybe give you some ideas on how to do it yourselves, because too many of us don't know how to stand up and don't know how to say no to the negativity around us. Too many of us have been so caught up in the programming that we received as a child from our family, from our friends, from school, from media, from religion, from culture, from the music culture that we listen to. Like, I was so caught up in hip-hop culture, and not that I don't love hip-hop culture, but rap music was hijacked by big money and powerful interests that don't have the people's interest at heart. And so because of that, I don't want anything to do with that industry. I'll never sign a record deal with some major label that's only going to try to shelf my music if I don't give them the garbage music that makes people more stupid that they would want from me. Because every record label I ever sat down with that tried to get me to sign a deal told me, basically, if you sound like Cash Money, if you sound like these idiots over here that's making black people more stupid, we'll sign you. I don't want to be that guy. I'll never let you use my music and my talent to make my people, to make people, period, more devalued, to make people value themselves less, to make people feel like it's okay to go kill somebody over nothing, to kill or take a human life over nothing. Like, it's okay to call a goddess a bitch or a hoe, to make drugs like heroin and cocaine and crack and meth to make it seem like selling these things to another human being is a righteous way to make money. To do the things that, I mean, I spent a great deal of my life doing a lot of those things. And I just want to say that I really, really, while I wouldn't change anything in my past because I had to go through my entire journey in order to get to where I'm at right now, I do want to say that I hope that anybody's life that's ever been negatively affected by my actions in the past, I hope that I can be forgiven, because I believe that anyone can change. I believe that everybody can change. I believe that the ability to change is in every human being. And if you're not doing something and living the life that you want to live, if you're not, surrounding yourself with people that are uplifting you and making you feel loved and making you feel like a god or goddess that you are, then I invite you to step away from it, to step away from it and just lift your head up high and say, I don't want it no more, and go for what you want. Just do it. Don't wait for it, because there's no waiting. You got to do it now. Just make the choice. Say, hey, this is what I want, and go for it. And the only person that can stop you from doing that is you. So if you are still living a life that you don't want to live no more, I want you to take a real good look in the mirror and ask yourself, why? Why am I focused on things I don't want to be focused on? Maybe food has something to do with that. Maybe TV has something to do with that. Maybe music has something to do with that. We're not paying attention to the frequency of things. Food has a frequency. Television is emitted to you at a frequency, a certain frequency that induces a hypnotic state that allows you to be programmed more easily. If you don't know that, Google. Television. Why is television called programming? It's serious. I got a phone call coming in, but I'm not sure that you guys are going to be able to hear. So I'm going to answer it, and then you guys, somebody leave a comment and tell me if you guys can hear really good or not. Hello, I got a call coming in. State your name for the audience. You're on the THC show with Jericho Spence. Hello. Hello? Can you hear yourself? Anybody? Okay, but can anybody else who's listening put a comment, either yes? So you can hear me good then? Okay. Don't worry, just talk. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Okay, so how are you? Everything's cool. Thanks for calling in. And, please do. So, so what are your thoughts on focus?
Big call tonight is really great. I feel like it's really just in tune with what I'm going through in my life right now. So thank you for sharing and having the opening up this dialogue.
You're welcome. It's dialogue. You're welcome.
Have been doing to help myself focus more, mm-hmm. and hopefully, it will help someone else or give somebody else the strength to, stay strong on their path. But besides changing my diet, because I've been not eating meat for 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up meat and seafood the same day, the same night, and I haven't went back since.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't even think about it. Not even a thought on my mind. Like, I could be walking down the street somewhere and smell some bomb carne asada or some fried chicken or something, and I mean, yeah, I obviously notice the smell. It smells good. It's fried chicken, but, I don't miss
Okay, listen, we got two comments from people saying that they can't really hear you. I want to try to, so maybe leave a comment in the comments so people can at least read it. And then the next show, I'm going to have a better system set up. So when you call in, it'll be heard very, very clearly. See, when I did it, when Gloria, when that time Gloria Farber called in and you could hear her really, really good, it was in my recording studio I had at Fort Knox in Chicago, and the system I had set up was which was much better and more clearly, you know, set up so that we could everybody could hear. But they no one can hear what you're saying right now, so it's kind of like not gonna really work for the show.
What they're saying, what we're saying, you know.
Okay, yeah, but that'll make it kind of weird. It's probably better than just to just type it in the comments and then call in on the next show, and then and I'll have it set up so that we can talk a little bit.
Okay, then yeah, it's gotta be your phone.
Oh, I know it's not that. It's just like I'm doing the live broadcast on Facebook on my laptop, and the call is coming in on my cell phone, and I have it on speaker, and it's not the best setup for this kind of thing, but it's the best that I can work with at the present moment because I don't have my recording studio like I did when I started the show. But I'll be moving back towards that. So I just want to say thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate your comments. I do appreciate all your participation in the group and in the show.
Just tell the audience that one way I've been focusing more is
gave
up partying.
Oh, well, one way that Monique says she's been focusing more is she gave up partying. And I have to agree, that's what I did too. It's one of the things that has been allowing me to focus and make some really drastic changes in my life for the better. And I'm so much more happier with my thought patterns and my ability to meditate and my ability to focus on the things that I really want in my mind. So I just want to say thank you, Monique. I'm really proud of you for being able to do that. Because a lot of people, after going 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30 years partying every day, you know, it's really hard for some people to walk away from that kind of lifestyle. So it's really...
it is. But when you're partying all the time, what your body is doing after you wake up is it's trying to play catch up from everything you've been practicing
She said, yeah.
So if your body's always playing catch up, and you're not really being able to focus on what's going on, where you're going in life.
Yeah, this is true.
In my opinion.
True. Definitely. Well, because they can't really hear you that good, she said it sounds kind of far.
What's that?
I said because they're saying that it sounds like you're kind of far away and they can't really make out what you're saying. If you want to say anything
else.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah, just.
That's another reason why I was calling to see if it was your phone on the line or your computer or what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the combination of. It's the combination of the phone and laptop thing. So. On the next show, like I said, by the next show, I should have something in place where we can avoid that. And when people call in, it'll be it'll be a lot better in the future. I'm working it out. Don't trip, for sure.
Okay.
But I hope you have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Monique. Love you. Much love. You take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Stardust.
All right, Stardusty. All right, bye-bye. I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight. I want to thank everybody for calling in. My apologies for the technical difficulties that are not allowing for proper phone conversations from you guys. I know that you guys want your voices heard, and I want your voices to be heard on the show because, like I said, this is a dialogue for all of us, not just for me. But under the current circumstances, that's just the best that I can do, and I hope that's enough for you guys, and I hope that you guys don't hold it against me and that you still love me because I love you guys, and you guys know that I love you guys. I wouldn't be here if I didn't love you guys because there's a lot of different things I could be doing with my Monday night. But I'd love to have this conversation with you guys instead of doing anything else. So thank you for being here. Know that I love you. I see Gina, Cody just joined the show. Thanks for joining. Good to see you here. Oh, man, now Hanya says I can hear her now. Oh, after we hang up. But Dawn also said she couldn't hear her too, so I'm not sure if that was anything in particular about their computers or mine. But, you know, technology can be such a pain in the butt sometimes, and I just, you know, hope that by my next show I've got the Zoom thing figured out and I can bring some people in, possibly even by video. Because there are some people that I'd like to interview on the show that aren't local to me, and I think my video would be the best way to go about doing that, such as maybe Michael Tellinger, Klaus Dana, maybe Graham Hancock, Santos Bonacci, maybe even Teal Swan. There's a whole lot of people on the internet that are healers and helpers and people who have really good information to share with you guys, and I want to try to connect with some more of these people and bring them on the show, because you know this is all about talking higher consciousness. So anybody who has higher consciousness information to add to the show, we want to get them on. And if you guys know anybody that wants to be a part of the show, or you think might benefit from joining the dialogue or even hearing this dialogue, please feel free to direct them to thethcshow.com or invite them to this group yourself. We all welcoming anyone who is seeking higher consciousness or has higher consciousness information to share with the group. That being said, let's see, was there anything else about focus that I wanted to say? I know one thing, that there's scientific evidence that meditation significantly affects our gene expression. Like, you can actually change your DNA through meditation. This isn't conspiracy theory. This isn't opinion. There's direct scientific evidence that, and I mean, that's what epigenetics, the last show that I did last week, was all about, is it's not a question, it's a fact that your consciousness can change your DNA. Your consciousness can change the molecular structure of your body. There's scientists from Japan. Let me see. Water molecule. One second. Water molecule study. Japanese doctor. What was his name? Dr. Masaru Emoto, who died in October of 2014. He was a Japanese author and scientist who said that human consciousness has an effect on the molecular structure of water. Now, this guy's research has been repeated all over the planet by so many different people, so many different scientists and laymen who have repeated his studies, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is empirical evidence that thoughts can change the molecular structure of water. Now, if you know that this is true and you've had the science demonstrated to you, that saying I love you or saying I hate you changes the molecular structure of water, and focusing on water with hateful thoughts or loving thoughts can affect its molecular structure. If that science has been demonstrated to you and you know that it's true beyond a shadow of a doubt, then I want you to just stop and give 5 seconds of thought to what that means for the human body. When you tell your body, I love you, and you focus loving thoughts on your body for just 2 minutes, for 5 minutes, what does that do to your body? And if you say to your body, I hate you, I hate the way my blank, 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 blank looks, I hate the way this feels, I hate the way this hangs out or hangs on, or, you know, if you direct negative thoughts at your body, what effect are you having on the molecular structure of it? I want you to give that some thought. I want you to do some research on that, because I want you to understand the science behind what's happening when you direct consciousness at water. And if you're 80% water, directing consciousness at your body is having an effect on it. What effect are you and your thoughts having on your body? That's powerful shit. You should be studying that. You really should be studying that. Learn everything you can about it, and then start telling your body you love it every day. That's something that Monique, a friend of mine, really, really makes it a point to tell people, because she does it every single day. I do too. You have to tell your body you love it. You'll be much more healthier. You'll be much more happier. Your body will heal itself if you direct love at it. This is not a question. This is not some conspiracy theory. This is actual factual facts that can be proven repeatedly in lab after lab after lab that does these kind of experiments. This is real. This is the new science, the new health, the new medical, you know, model is thought, not medicine, not not psychiatric drugs and all these different pills they want to give people. That's not the way to health. It's just not. Correct thought is the way to health. And that's why we're talking higher consciousness, because higher consciousness is higher thought, and higher thought is going to equal higher health for you and for everyone around you that comes into your auric field of positive light-based energy, you know? So that being said, I want to give a special shout out to my first patron on Patreon. His name is Jim Wymore. And I actually met Jim about 7 years ago. He's a really good friend, really good guy. And I love the fact that he made a really big note. He made a really big point of stating that he may not always share my views and believe in everything that I believe in, but that he does believe in me. And he backed that by supporting me as a patron on patreon.com with just a $10 a month subscription to my Patreon account. And that meant a lot to me, because someone who doesn't believe everything that you say but believes in you kind of, you know, is showing you that they're your friend. That really kind of, you know, it meant something to me. But I just wanted to give him a shout out, because I will be giving a shout out on my podcast to everybody that becomes a patron on my patreon.com account. So if you're not and you'd like to support me there, it will be supporting my podcast. It will be supporting my music. It will be supporting my whole movement towards higher consciousness. And all of the things that I'm trying to do to spread love and light in the world. Like, I'm also studying right now to become a master herbalist, and like, that's taking time out of my day. There's a whole lot of things that I'm trying to do that require my time, require my resources, require my money. So the best value that I'm able to give you guys, I'll always do. And the more I'm supported by the public, and the more I'm supported by my friends and family and my listeners, the more I'm supported by you guys, the more value I'm going to be able to give you guys. Like, I'm also going to become, I'm working on right now becoming I want to start a yoga instructor course so that I can start to teach yoga, because the benefits of yoga are just so astounding. I really wish that any of you guys who've never experienced one yoga class or one yoga session, go get online and find the nearest yoga class. And there's a lot of yoga places that'll like allow you a free class or two, you know, just to try to see if it's right for you before they start accepting your money. I would suggest that you do it. I cannot tell you enough the benefits of yoga, the benefits to your mind and your body, and how magically beautiful and magically powerful you'll feel after just one yoga class led by a competent yogi. So for you that have never experienced that, please do. I mean, I'm really moving towards some more spiritual practices and making some of those things a more permanent part of my life, and yoga is definitely going to be one of them. I can't imagine actually moving through life without having that as a part of my life now. Like I said, for those of you who aren't aware of the benefits of it, I'd suggest you try it out. You can't lose with that one, promise you. That being said, yoga will also be a catalyst for helping you learn how to focus a bit better. Because like I said, you know, the foods that we're eating and all the electronic stimulation is really making it difficult for a lot of us to focus. It's taken away our ability to focus for a lot of us. So that being said, these are just some of the things that I hope that we're able to work on. If anybody else has a comment, oh wow, Sherry Erlecker joined. Thank you for joining the show, Sherry. We're talking about focus. You've already missed most of the show. It's been about an hour and a half. I'm going to be signing off in just a little bit, but you will be able to go to to patreon.com/JerichoSpitz and catch the entire video broadcast of this show on that page, because it will be taken down out of the Facebook group from now on moving forward. We'll only do the live shows here, and then we're going to take them down, and you have to go to the patreon.com/JerichoSpitz page in order to watch the videos of the show. But you will also be able to go to thethcshow.com and always listen to the audio podcast of the show, and that'll be for perpetuity. So that being said, I do want to thank everybody that did call in. Thank everybody that joined the podcast. Thank everybody that supports the show. Thank everybody that invites friends to the group. I just want to thank everybody that supports me along my journey towards higher consciousness and also my journey towards bringing higher consciousness to the world, because I do believe that this cycle that we're in, coming out of the dark ages, and we're rising into a humanity that is going to be vibrating a lot higher than we have been. And you can easily look around the planet and see the movement towards that. The internet has been one of the main facilitators of that movement, because information is being able to spread like wildfire and like it's never been able to do in the history that we know about. So I'm going to continue to be as big of a part of that movement as I possibly can by gathering the most pertinent and most important and the most beneficial information of the day, of the newest research that's come out, the newest studies that have been done, the newest political happenings, the newest laws that have been passed that are encouraging us to live greener and to be healthier and to treat each other with more love and respect as a species, like any of these kind of things that I am able to access, I'm going to be sharing with you guys. And also, like I said, I would love to see you guys go over to happiness.com and to create an account there, because that's where I will be migrating most of my own social media time to. I won't be spending any time on Facebook other than probably just in the THC show, but most of my camaraderie and that kind of thing will only be going down at the new Facebook for happy people, the Facebook for love and light people, the Facebook for people that are vibrating high. It's happiness.com. And I'm going to post the link again down here in the comments. I appreciate it if you guys use my link to go sign up. And I hope to see you there. Add me as a friend. I'm over there under my real name, Christopher Tolan. And I hope to see you guys there. Hanya just left a comment. She said, I recommend Kundalini Yoga as thought by Yogi Bhajan. That's B-H-A-J-A-N. And I also recommend taking any classes on Kundalini Yoga that you can find. If you go and take one yoga class by a competent yogi, I promise you, you will feel what I'm talking about here, and you'll know that you need to add that to your life. It can't hurt to try one time something that's being suggested by someone who you know and who you know has integrity that can't be bought. I don't have a yogi saying, hey, go and promote my yoga class and I'll pay you some money. I don't do that. I'm only going to tell you guys to go and try something that I believe 100% is going to benefit and help you. And yoga is definitely helping me. There's a yoga class, there's a yoga studio in Orlando that I've been attending down here, and it's really, really dope. It's called Peaceful Peacock, and they have a lot of different instructors that come in, and they give yoga classes there, and I just went to one a couple of days ago, and oh, man, it was just so powerful. It was so powerful, and I mean, it could be because we're right around the summer, I mean, right around the winter solstice, you know, and that's a powerful time. Vortex is open, and there's a whole lot of energetic stuff going on right now, and so that could have had something to do with it, but I really have to believe that it was the person who led the class. It was really, really, her name was Francine. It was really, really amazing, and I just want to give a shout out to them, and I hope anybody in Orlando area that's listening has never been to a yoga class, maybe stop out of Peaceful Peacock sometime or get online and check out their schedule and get into one of those classes, because it was really powerful. And if you guys haven't been to one, get to a yogi near you, get to a yoga class near you, because there's really a powerful benefit to adding that kind of breathing, breath work, body work, and meditation and focus into your life. And, you know, that kind of is what I want to wrap up the show on today, a show that is about focus. Because that's really what it's all about. If you want to be able to use the law of attraction to better your life, if you want to use the law of attraction to bring into your life things that, you know, you desire, but you feel like you're pushing away and sabotaging out of your life. If you want to be able to bring these things into your life, then you have to learn how to use the law of attraction. If you don't know how to use the law of attraction, basically, you're just going to focus on something and feel appreciation for it. And if you can do that, the ability is in everyone's hand to do that. Everyone has that ability. Jesus created by faith, Jesus, which is the law of attraction. And everybody in the Bible who is spoken about, who they created through faith, they created through the law of attraction. The law of attraction is having faith, is having appreciation that something is already in existence, even if you can't see it with your physical eyes or feel it with your physical senses. But if you can feel it with your physical senses in your mind's eye, if you can close your eyes and make your physical senses feel it and then appreciate it and hold that vision for any length of time, you can make that come into your life, no matter how big or how small it is. That's the law. And I can personally vouch that it works. It's worked for me. And anytime I want to do it, I know how to do it and make something come. And I'm going to add to that, that there's this thing called karma. And karma works not only with actions, but it works with thought. And if you think negative thoughts the same way you do negative actions, you'll have negative karma coming back. If you think negative thoughts, you'll have karma coming back negatively. So don't use the law of attraction to harm people. Don't use the law of attraction for anything that has to do with any fear-based emotion like greed. Because if you use the law of attraction for greed, you will lose more than you ever gained. And karma will come and kick you in the ass. So use it to have enough and use it to help people. And I'm going to sign off with that. My name is Jericho Spitz. This is the THC Show. I want to thank everybody that joined the show tonight. I want to thank everybody that logged in. Thank everybody that commented. I want to thank the people who are patronizing me on the patreon.com/Jericho Spitz account, where I'm moving and migrating all of my future entertainment endeavors to. As I migrate away from Facebook and traditional social media platforms, you're going to only be able to catch me at patreon.com/Jericho Spitz or at thethcshow.com, where you'll be able to hear all my audio podcasts. Or you, if you want camaraderie with me on a social media platform, it's going to have to be at happiness.com. And I put my link, my registration invitation link in the comments on this video, and that'll stay in the group. So that being said, I can't think of anything else that I needed to talk about with you guys at the moment. Just get home. If you're not home, spend some time alone in the dark, quiet, and meditate and think about the things that you want to bring from your vortex into your reality, because everyone has the ability to do this. Jesus said, "I have done great works. You shall do greater works." So believe him. Believe that, because he didn't come saying he's something that you're not. He came and said, "You are God's." And I'm going to leave it at that. So I am Jericho Spitz, and I am signing out. Thank you for joining the thcshow.com. And once again, I love you guys. Peace.